Epilogue. Rule of the Roost was a board game played with two teams, girls versus boys at Twilight's suggestion, on a colorful square board. About 60% strategy and 40% luck, each pony moved a token on a dice roll, working with their teammate to round up as many chickens as possible in their coop before the other team got hold of them. A further element involved both teams having to protect their chickens from the cunning fox, played with appropriate levels of mustache-twirling, evil cheesiness by Spike, who roamed the board, trying to abduct chickens from the play area and either team's chicken coop. The game lasted for over an hour, with everyone laughing, eating Spike's generously offered cookies, and enjoying the simple pleasure all the while. After the strange and emotional events of the days past, it was nice to just be together and do something normal. Eventually, thanks to some lucky dice rolls and one inspired move on Twilight's part, the balance of power drifted inexorably towards Team Mare, and when Spike's next move stole another chicken from the board, complete with theatrical, manic laughter, there was no longer enough left in play for Team Stallion to be able to win, and the game was over. The girls were appropriately gracious in victory, but the losers had to pack the board and pieces away. That was the rule. Once all the bits were back in the box, Shining Armor carried it back to its appropriate spot, placed it neatly on the shelf, then returned to the group. He couldn't avoid a quick glance at the clock on the mantelpiece, though, which was, unfortunately, noticed by Applejack, who began to look despondent.
"You really have to go back tomorrow morning?"
she asked from where she was still laid next to Twilight. She hadn't quite gotten over her guilt, it seemed. Shining Armor just smiled a sympathetic smile, and nodded as he settled himself back down next to Big Mac. But Twilight had her thinking expression on. He'd seen it a million times before, and there was worse to come. Because then her idea expression appeared. She lit her horn, and from his peripheral vision, Shining Armor saw her levitate what appeared to be a circlet made from daisies over to herself. He half expected her to eat it, but instead she placed it carefully atop her head, before whispering into Applejack's ear. Applejack's face told a story of surprise, then shock, then horror as she looked back at Twilight in disbelief. In response, Twilight, not taking her eyes off Applejack, nodded deliberately to the side in his direction, with two short, jerky motions. Then, with an expression that could only translate as, "Okay, if you're sure," Applejack stood and stepped over to him. Adopting a position at his right-hand side, and turning round to face Twilight, she stood over him, looked down at him, and placed her left forehoof lightly on his back.
I'm supposed to be arresting you."
Big Macintosh chuckled. Twilight grinned happily. Then she spoke.
"Thank you, Captain Applejack. Spike, take a letter."
It was unusual for the guards to trouble Cadence in her private quarters once she had left the throne room for the morning. It usually suggested something was quite wrong, and the frantic pace of the knocking only served to unsettle her further. She bid the caller come in, and through the door, in quite a hurry and with flustered expression, entered the guard captain.
"Your Highness!"
Nervousness had served to increase his volume several decibels. He anxiously proffered her a letter.
"We have just received this letter by mail from Ponyville. They have declared war on us."
"What?"
Cadence nearly spilled her tea in shock.
"They have captured our prince and are charging him with frivolous crimes. I knew he needed more protection."
Cadence closed her eyes and took a breath. The captain was a bit excitable. Already this didn't sound like war.
"Do not worry, princess. I am already canvassing volunteers for a rescue operation. We will get him back or die trying."
"I think you had better let me see the letter, Captain."
"Of course, Your Majesty."
He smartly held the letter out as Cadence took it in her magic and began to read. He adopted a confused expression as she read it through and began to laugh.
"Dear Princess Miamore Cadenza, I write to inform you that on his recent diplomatic visit, Prince Shining Armor has demonstrated complete disregard for the laws of our town. His list of offenses includes treason, accusing the princess of being crazy. Malicious damage, destroying a set of scientifically significant hoofprints. Indecent assault upon Francesca the cow. Penalties for these crimes are strict, and at my direction, Shining Armor has been placed under arrest by temporary guard Captain Applejack, and will, I'm afraid, have to remain in Ponyville until he has paid his debt to society. However, in the light of certain acts of courageous heroism on his part, and in the interest of maintaining diplomatic relations, I have decided that the mandatory 100-year jail sentence shall instead be reduced to 2 days in the Golden Oaks Maximum Security Library. Unless he wants to go outside, in which case he will be made to promise not to run away. I trust you will have respect for our very serious, not at all made-up laws in this matter, and I can promise that Shining Armor will be returned with all haste once his sentence is complete. With warm regards, Twilight Sparkle.
It took nearly a full minute for Cadence to stop laughing. War, indeed. Oh, she was looking forward to hearing this story. But it wouldn't be for a while just yet.
Is the male mare still here?
Yes, Princess.
Send her up. She will be returning to Ponyville with another letter.
She looked up at the hesitant guard before her. She couldn't blame him for being overly cautious. Being cursed for 1,000 years had that effect.
Do not worry, Captain, she reassured. I will get our prince back unharmed and without violence. Stand your men down. You've done very well.
The captain snapped a salute and left as speedily as he'd entered, keen to bring the mail pony to the princess with all haste. Cadence found a quill and parchment at her writing desk and, grinning, put pen to paper.
Dear Princess Twilight Sparkle, I am shocked by Prince Shining Armor's terrible behavior. I do not believe that a mere 2 days will be sufficient time to allow him to learn the error of his ways, especially considering the serious nature of these crimes. I think you had better keep him for the rest of the week. Cadence.
This has been BBBFFBR, alternate title, Big Brother Best Friend Forever Battle Royale, by 8686. Read by Quirky J.